There is a treasure in heaven from Matthew and the Psalms. Who taught you to pray? Jesus is asked by the disciples to teach them how to pray. Did you witness your parents or grandparents praying? If you did, it may be difficult to understand that someone could not know how to pray. If you attended worship, you have a good idea how worship works in your church, and you are okay with being in worship. Again, you may find it difficult that others could misunderstand worshiping. The ones who do not know or misunderstand what worship or what praying is may find themselves avoiding both. For some, they may even find themselves criticizing believers. They may call those who worship or pray hypocrites. Jesus teaches us how and when to fast and how to pray so that we will not mislead others or cause them to stumble. I want you, for just a moment, to think about the prayer Jesus teaches his disciples. Remember how it begins? Our Father. Not my Father, but our Father. Each petition of the prayer begins with the plural, our or us. This is a community prayer based on relationships between the prayers and the Father. Even when we pray alone, we say, our Father. What is important for Jesus is relationship. The instructions Jesus gives leading up to and after this prayer guides us away from a self-centered focus and points us back to God and toward our neighbor. We may know the prayer, but do we know how to pray? Jesus assures us God is in charge by leading us away from the trap set by the evil we call our egos or our pride. Jesus warns us about fasting in public just so others will see us and think, what a good religious person we are. Why do we pray? The conversation we have in prayer is with God for God's ears only. Get to the point in the prayer. Do not use flowery words that are meant to bolster our own ego or position. Jesus tells us to pray in secret, and he will give us his rewards. Matthew always talks about fasting and the treasures. Fasting is not supposed to be seen by anyone but God. What are the treasures and what are we storing up on earth? Will our treasures rust, or can someone steal them from us? What about money? As we live a life in Christ, how do we spend our money, knowing it as gift from God? When you spend your money, how does God enter into your decision-making, or isn't God part of this process? You earned it because God allowed you the ability, talent, and the occupation to earn it. Food and clothing, money and wealth, all come from God. If God is not in the process with us, what does that say about our relationship with God? The things that separate us from God become our God. Jesus encouraged people to seek treasures that would last far beyond the years on earth. Truly, today's lesson is about God's righteousness, not ours. It is about the relationship we have with God and our neighbor. In Jesus Christ, God opens the gate of the kingdom of God. In God's righteousness, our salvation is won by the grace of God through Jesus Christ's death and resurrection. No matter how much we accumulate in this world, it's nothing without a life with God's saving grace. Putting our faith in things not of this world, wealth, power, fame, pleasure of anything that comes before God, Jesus says, separates us from the Father. The Lord's Prayer is about relationships and God's righteousness. God sent Jesus, the open gate, to God's righteousness, so we can store up things in heaven and not on earth. Do not let the things of this world cause you to lose your relationship with God or your neighbor. Look to the one who is the open gate of salvation for all God's creation, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Extravagant God, you have promised treasure in heaven that outweighs any we could envision or imagine on earth. Help us to be grateful for the amazing gifts you have already given to us in the one who opens the gate of heaven, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.